Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome back all our long-time callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astro Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of this spirit activity that we've been having. A lot of these supernatural things have been going on in the world. Would you like to share with our audience why this is all happening and what's going on?
Well, I think what's happening is, you know, we're going through that shift, you know, that during 2012, you know, that everybody kept hearing about. And a lot of it is, you know, we're going through a shift of consciousness. Plus, you know, the earth is making a lot of changes also. That's why, you know, the weather has been, you know, a lot different all around the world. Main thing is, you know, the veil is getting a lot thinner, and a lot of these other energies are coming through, you know, whether that be, you know, ETs or aliens or even, you know, fairies or, you know, things that we thought were not real are real now. And what's your feelings on that, Isa?
Well, I don't know if it was just my imagination. About two nights ago, I was sleeping in my bed, and I lifted my head up, and I noticed that there was a terrestrial alien being that was standing in my hallway. I got a glimpse of his face and what it looked like, and then it just vanished. It just disappeared. And I thought it was just my imagination, but it scared me. And it only took 2 minutes before it only took 2 seconds when I saw its face. This being was about tall, slender eyes, and had brown skin. It was tall, skinny, and it had brown skin, and it had slanted eyes, and I just remembered that it was two nights ago when I saw this, and it was just a glimpse. It was like a really fast flash glimpse of what I saw, what it looked like, and it was standing right in my hallway. Is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, there's so many, you know, unexplainable things out there that are happening. You know, people tried to, you know, come up with the reason why or what, you know, that might be. The main thing is we know that it's starting to happen a lot more often now. And, you know, I think a lot of it is because of the veil, you know, getting a lot thinner. So they're starting to come through, you know, these portholes. I mean, I've heard on the internet too, and there's been pictures showing, you know, where these portholes have opened up, you know, up in the sky. I just wanted to share that. And what do you have? What else do you have, Agent?
Well, I just wanted to know what your view is on why we're starting to see a lot of these terrestrial beings, aliens. And when I told you when I saw the Andromedans, when they were looking through my window, I saw about five guys looking through my window, very tall, dark-haired. All of them looked the same almost, but they looked like very nice beings. But they looked almost like human, like us, but they were like models, you know, good-looking models. And they're looking through my window, just looking down at me as I looked up. This was a while back, last year. And then this year, just recently, I just that's where I saw that alien being. And I know the Greys used to look through my windows in my last apartment. We talked about that. And I was just wondering what your thought is on that.
Well, I think a lot of it is they're beginning to show themselves a lot more, that, you know, with people that are connected to a higher consciousness, you know, at a higher vibration. The main thing is I feel, you know, they're out there, but they'll only show themselves to people who are at a, you know, a higher consciousness or a higher vibration. And what's your feelings on that, Aton?
Well, I just wanted to mention, I didn't acknowledge the alien. The alien saw me, but I didn't acknowledge it. I know it wasn't a threat. All I saw was a brown little thing that was floating in my face. And then that just disappeared, and then the alien being saw me, he got scared and he ran. He opened up his mouth, he got scared and he ran. And I don't know what that was all about. You want to share what that was?
Well, main thing is, you know, a lot of these ETs or aliens, you know, they're so used to people not being able to see them that it probably shocks them also when you're able to see them, you know, in their form. You know, just like, take for instance a ghost or something of the paranormal, they're not used to you seeing them.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. They're not used to us acknowledging them, and maybe it startled him because he knew that I could see him.
Yeah.
In the physical. That makes sense.
Yeah.
We know that we're in the spirit world, and
yeah,
we know that everything is possible. You know, when you talk, I mean, when you tell people about fairies and trolls, they don't believe in it because they've never experienced it. But if they see them, then it's almost like really, it's like you think that that's real and that's part of your reality. I mean, I saw a little man sitting on the floor and it was a little troll. And I thought it was just something normal. It wasn't anything that really scared me, but it scared the alien and it scared me because I kind of screamed a little bit when I saw the alien. Because I didn't know what to expect. You know, you don't know what to expect.
No.
So, of course, it's gonna startle both of you. You know, that's the thing. I mean, I saw a whole body. I'm talking about whole body. And these Dracos, they looked exactly like... what's that movie called with that Draco? Where he lands on the planet? They looked exactly like humans. Exactly. Like lizard people. And it just depends on what race. I mean, I could have saw a different race. I've never seen an alien being with a light tan skin like that. But it was almost like lizard skin, but it was light tan.
Well, we know that, you know, there's a lot of things that are, again, you know, unexplainable.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people have experienced different things, you know, and I think a lot of it is, you know, that experience was meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
True.
We all, you know, go through this, you know, life that, you know, and see different things that are unexplainable, but I think a lot of it is, you know, confirmation, you know, that these things are real.
That's true. Well, we don't know.
We have to be open, you know.
A lot of weird things out there.
Yeah,
that's true. We don't know what we're going to run into.
No.
Well, we got one caller that called in from the 813. Should we go ahead and invite him on?
Yeah. We invite him on.
Okay. 813, you're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello. 813. You hear that, Roy?
Yeah, I guess they must just want to listen tonight.
Okay, let's bring on the next caller, 817. Monica, you're on the air.
Hello, Roy. Hello, Adrian.
Hello, Monica. How are you?
All right.
Good. And how you been doing?
So far, so good. Kind of trying to deal with a sinus issue. But other than that,
well,
all right.
Monica, I was telling my dad that I forgot to tell you. About two nights ago, I saw an alien being in my living room, or my hallway.
Wow.
And it was very tall. It had tan skin, and it just barely, it saw me looking straight at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it got scared. I it got me startled. I jumped. And
right.
Then he jumped, and then he left. And he had like a little probe, like a little tiny ball that was in front of my face. And then he vanished. I saw his mouth open up, and then he vanished. But this was a light tan colored skin. Have
right.
you heard of those kind of alien beings before?
No. No, that's
I've never
that's
seen
new.
Anything like.
Yeah, that's new.
But I was just wondering what your take is on that, what I saw.
What I'm feeling is he was checking you out for some reason.
Huh.
But why? Was it for health or was it for check where you're at as far as our DNA is concerned? That's what it felt like. He was see if your DNA was awake.
Oh.
That's what I feel like. That's what it feels like.
I'm feeling a little sharp pain on my head right now.
And that must
like
be
something,
it.
Something putting pressure on my head. I just felt it.
Yeah, that must be it then.
Oh.
And the fact that you woke up surprised him. That's what it was. You weren't supposed to wake up.
Oh. Oh, so I caught him.
Right. It was as much a surprise as it, to you as it was to him.
Yes, it was. I saw his face.
Yeah.
That's funny.
The brown skin, that's something. That's
a light tan color skin.
Yeah.
His body was, it was lizard skin.
You know, then he wasn't a Draco then. He was something else.
It wasn't a gray, I don't think.
No, he wasn't a gray either.
Mm-hmm. I know the great.
You know, I'm getting
like.
That. I keep getting that he was either a Andromedan or a Pleiadian.
I'm thinking Pleiadian.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking Pleiadian too. Why would he be so tall?
Yeah.
Most of the Pleiadians are they're tall and light colored skin.
Yep, that would be a Pleiadian then.
Yeah.
But the question is what did he want?
Well, were you thinking about talking to them?
No, but I have been talking to James about them.
That's probably why then.
Oh. He's been sending me pictures of different alien races.
Uh-huh. And you, not one of them looked like that one?
No. He was sending me mantoids. And, the ones that look like grasshoppers.
Right.
It didn't look anything like that. That's the weird part. Its eyes were slanted like the grays. And its head was an oval shape.
Mm-hmm.
I remember now. It's coming back to me.
The ones that are grasshoppers, they're more of a servant. They're not thinkers. They're told what to do.
Oh.
This one's a thinker.
Oh. But I didn't get any, like, I don't know. I think I scared, like you said, I shocked him, and then he scared me. I got startled.
Right.
And then he just ran right out the door. Just, boom, just vanished.
Yeah, you surprised him by waking up.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, not funny, but it's interesting, very interesting.
Uh-huh.
That's something expected.
Well, I remember the one that you told me and my dad, the one that you tore their head off.
Yeah.
The leaders had... They weren't too happy about that.
Oh, no, they weren't. But I knew it wasn't a real being. I knew it wasn't a human being because it didn't have any blood. No blood gushed out.
That is weird.
Yeah. They can look like a human being, but they're not a human being.
Yeah, that's how I thought when I saw the Andromedans. They look human, but they're not.
Right.
Had six of them looking through my window, looking down at me. As I look up, I'm like, hi.
They were studying
you.
How
you doing, Peep and Tom? Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're tricky.
So why were they studying you? That's a good question.
Yeah. I don't think it has to do with the NeoCube, do you?
It probably did at the time. You probably passed through their dimension or something when you used it.
Oh.
And they wanted to see who you were.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes more sense now.
Because that's what it feels like.
Hmm.
Passed through it.
What are you picking up, Dad?
I feel the same way. I think a lot of it, I think what that NeoCube it does, it shows out like a beam of light.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then they follow that light right to its source.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very scientific.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It is.
seems like we keep running more and more into that.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess
like a winner.
I guess Japan had another bad earthquake the other day. Did you hear anything about that, Monica?
No, I haven't. I haven't been looking at the web lately.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
I guess just the other day. It was like a 6.0.
Wow.
Yeah.
Part of those earth changes you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
No, we don't know if it is or if it's part of HARP.
Yeah,
that's
I was just saying, was it a deliberate?
Yeah.
Was it deliberately done?
Was it legit?
Yeah.
And when
well,
that thought that you had bring up that you've been having some, like, sinus problems?
Yes.
I've been hearing more and more people are coming down with bronchitis and it's turning into pneumonia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Well,
I mean, why during the summer?
Yes, it is. That's unusual for summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Grandma said that. That's weird you'd say that.
I know, and I just heard a lady talking tonight about it. We just went to a movie earlier.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking about the same symptoms.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Not a good sign. Yeah.
No.
But we don't know what's in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what are we being exposed to?
That's true.
Right. All part of the Illuminati's plan.
Yeah.
And not
especially
good.
If your vibration's really low, it's going to affect you. You know, more, you know, those that are lower more than others, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've been dealing with the headaches for a while now, but...
Are they migraines?
Yeah.
Because my daughter gets those.
Yeah, I've been dealing with migraines, God, for the past 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's about the same time that my daughter's been... having hers.
Yeah.
Sort of on and off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then I started having sinus problems about a week ago.
But well, how do we know? A lot of it could be with this, the Earth's, you know, vibrational energy. You know, I think that's going through some changes also.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it too.
Yeah.
I think it's a combination of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But our internet was down for a few couple of days, and I wasn't able to get online and read anything.
Oh. But did you have some kind of power surge?
No. Apparently, AT&T couldn't tell me that... A few houses down the street from us, they had a problem with one of the lines,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't. Their technicians weren't smart enough to let us know that was the problem, and not that we were having the problem. So I called, and they told me that it was some kind of problem. We were having, and I said, okay, well, they're going to send a technician out, and then I go to the store the same day, and there's trucks a few houses down at this house,
mm-hmm.
and I said, okay, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So we were without TV for, like, almost a week.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you got to pay on that and they keep charging you and you're not getting your service.
Oh, but we got a discount. But
no.
I won't say it on air. But let me just put it this way: it wasn't much.
That discount and $2 might buy you a cup of coffee.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you never know. It may not buy you nothing.
No.
Exactly.
Not
much. Yeah, I got to apologize to Death that week. I said, well, you know, stop the apologies. Just get my TV back on.
Yeah. I want results, not promises.
Yeah.
Well, we got some callers.
All right.
Let's go ahead and invite one of our callers.
All right, let's invite them out to Monica and Roy. And I'm Adrian, and let's invite the 224 area on the air. You're on the air.
Hello.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Justin. I'm from the Chicagoland area.
And how can we help you tonight, Justin?
Well, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm having some problems in my relationship that New Habit has kind of taken it in that direction. Sorry.
Now, how long have you been in this relationship?
Like maybe about a year and a half.
Okay.
And, you know, yeah, I mean, it's just, there's certain tendencies, certain habits I've developed and, you know, kind of making us drift apart.
The first thing that comes to me, are you having some trust issues?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess it's not really that. It's just that, I guess it's more like certain sexual habits that I've developed that have, like, just... I think made her lose interest, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, she don't go along with these, you know, whatever you're doing. She don't go along with the...
No, I mean, I told her, look, I mean, it's not a big deal if I want to, you know, wrap my dick in sandpaper and jack off to nigger dicks.
Okay, we need to go to the next caller now.
I figured it was a prank.
Yeah, that's where it was headed.
All right, let's go ahead. I just wanted Monica to witness that. That's why I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And Monica, I just want to let you know that this is what's become of Block Talk sometimes.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah. You know, and that the whole thing is, and I just want to put this word out, and this goes to all the listeners out there, and we apologize that, you know, we have to have these kind of people that go to this level. You know, our focus is to be more of the spiritual, not to act like little, you know, 13-year-olds or 14-year-olds just out of junior high or going into high school. I mean, we want to talk to people who are more, you know, connected, you know, with the spirit. And I just wanted to share that. Nathan, is there anything you want to share?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that if you're going to act like a jackass, then go hang out with jackasses because we don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of the sayings that they said on The Peaceful Warrior is, you know, if that's what you've become, then that's what you'll be. And we don't need that here. You know, we're light workers here to spread the light, and we're not here to listen to people's garbage, you know.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to send that message out.
Main thing is I just wanted to share also, Adrian, we are here to help, and to help people that are going through, whether it be relationships or anything that's going on in their lives, you know, and that's what we do. And, we do know that karma plays a big factor in our lives, and all I know is this guy that calls, you know, be ready because karma is headed your way. I just wanted to share that.
Well, most definitely, and karma is not something to play with, you know.
No.
Like they say, if you stick your hand in fire, you get burnt. So that's kind of what you know. So let's go ahead and go with the next caller from the 408 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, and what is your name and where are you from?
Oh, Jordan from Santa Clara.
And
California.
How can we help you tonight, Jordan?
I just want to know if I'm ever going to find love.
The love question.
Adrian, now.
I'm sorry?
Adrian, can you answer that for her?
Answer what question?
Adrian, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, she wants to know if she'll ever find love.
My guys are telling me that love is in the air for you. And it's just right around the corner.
Oh.
Is there anything you'd like to share, Roy?
I just wanted to share this also, that a lot of people out there that are looking for love, they're always looking outside, you know, for love. And it's all inside. It's right inside of us. We have to be at that vibrational level. We have to allow love to be part of us. Once we do, then that's the energy that we put out into the universe, and then the universe sends, you know, that soulmate to us, whether it be a soulmate or even a flaming, you know, our twin flame. I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Monica, are you there?
Yes.
Could you answer that for her?
Sure. Like Adrian said, you're ready. And it's really around the corner can be, I'm looking at about 2 months. Is that about the feeling, Adrian?
Yeah, that's the feeling I was getting.
Yeah, about 2 months. In fact, I think we're in the 2 months. So be ready.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I'm ready.
Coming
are
really
you hearing
soon.
It now?
Yeah, you told the universe you were ready, so be ready.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard
the
saying, be careful what you wish for, because you're going to get it?
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
The main thing is, are you ready?
I think I am.
I know his name. It just came to me.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
No, I don't know if I'm ready for this. I'm sorry?
His name is David.
David.
Mm-hmm.
David.
And all right. Got, I want to add something also.
Okay.
He's got pretty green eyes.
Oh.
David with green eyes.
And I'm getting he has dark hair.
Yep, green eyes, dark hair.
Long dark hair, curly hair.
Yeah.
Italian.
Pretty David.
Yes, he is.
Pretty David. Good luck and God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. And let us know, you know, when you meet this person, and that way we'll know that, you know, his information that we gave you was correct.
Okay, definitely.
Okay. And, Dayton, we need to go to the next caller now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good night.
Let's try 813 again, 813.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
This is Sophia from Tampa.
And we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you, Sophia?
Well, hi, Adrian, it's me.
We know it's you.
You know, I haven't spoken to you all in some months.
Welcome back.
Well,
and what's
you.
Been going on since the last time you spoke to us?
Well, I've met someone back in May. It got kind of, I would say, hot and heated at the beginning. But it seems like things have slowed down within the past month. He's been stressed out, work-related. So I'm just trying to figure out where we stand. It's like we have a strong connection. He's a Taurus. And, of course, I'm a Leo, so I have my birthday in the next, actually, 24 hours. So I don't know where we stand right now.
Well, first of all, we want to wish you a happy birthday. It's coming up real soon.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Is your boyfriend a workaholic?
Yeah, he actually, he's having some financial woes, so he decided to take a part-time job, but I think he's overworking, but he's been stressed out, so he's been taking his stress out on me, and I'm feeling it.
That sounds about right.
So the lion is getting kind of upset, but he's a bull, so it's like we've been bumping heads.
Yeah.
So, you know, when Lion gets hurt, you know, they divert and go the opposite direction. But I don't want to leave him because I guess because I care for him too much. But I don't know if he sees that. It's like he's running from me.
What was his sign again?
He's a Taurus, April 30th, 72.
Oh, okay. So he sees it, but he's stubborn.
Very much. Very much.
He'll admit, I mean, he'll say he don't, but he really does, but he just don't want to admit to it.
Yep, that's him.
Adrian, I'm getting that he's experiencing some blockages in his energy system.
His energy field, yeah, he has a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of
and we could do a clearing with your chart.
Yeah, he hates his job.
Yeah, he does. They're overworking him. He's getting like the lone barrel of the stick. He's doing all the work and everyone else is just relaxing. And he tells me about it every day. He's like, I hate my job. He's miserable.
He has to be lucky he even has one.
Yeah, because he has a temper, like I do. I'm surprised he's still there.
Yeah, well, you're the fire and he's the earth, so he grounds you.
Yeah, I guess.
If you weren't grounded, I guarantee you would have a worse temper. Because your temper can be pretty nasty at times.
Oh, yes. And people have felt that very much. And usually when I get upset, I will just let you be. I don't even try to enjoy it. I just go my way and you go yours.
Uh-huh. Is there anything you're picking up, Monica?
Yeah. He's going to have to come to a decision. He's coming to a crossroads. He's going to have to decide if he's going to stay or go.
That's a hard one.
And he doesn't like change. Especially not when it comes to employment.
So it comes down to free will then.
Yeah. But you're going to have to help him with the blockages so he can make that decision.
Okay.
Now, is that a work decision, Monica, or is that a love decision?
That's a work decision because once he makes that work decision, everything's going to smooth out when it comes to love.
Okay.
Because that's the whole thing with him. If he's not calm when it comes to his professional life,
mm-hmm.
he's not happy in his everyday life.
Okay.
And to him, his everyday life is his love life, you know, everything else.
The fall in place.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like he's unbalanced.
Am I the right person to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, but how would me being who I am, because I'm not trying to change him, I'm just trying to help him.
Right.
What is the best place to start with?
For you, it may have to be given. Let him come to you.
Okay.
For him, it's hard for him to ask for comfort. It's hard for him because of his stubbornness.
Mm-hmm.
You like to spoil him. You like to, you know, baby him, in other words, spoil him. And for him, it's kind of right now, he sees that as it's too much right now to handle because he's so stressed out with his job.
Mm-hmm.
So if you kind of back up a little bit and let him have his space, he'll see that you're kind of withdrawn a little bit, so he's going to wonder why, because you're not coming on strong anymore.
Okay.
And he'll want to know why.
Yeah, because we hadn't seen each other for 3 weeks, and I saw him on Sunday, and it was kind of like, you know how, like, when you meet a person for the first time, you're kind of scared to kind of get near them?
Right.
It was like we were sitting at, like, the dinner table, and he was sitting at one side, and I was sitting on the other. I mean, he touched me and everything, but it was more like, I don't know, should I do this? Because I haven't been around her. You know, it just our energy wasn't together.
Right. It was off sync.
And I mean, I know he cares for me, you know, and that I know, because I feel it. But I just always second chance that, is there somebody else trying to maneuver into the picture? Or is it just my intentions are not picking up right?
So y'all,
well, we need to find out who's involved.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check the chart on that one.
Yeah, check it, but I don't feel anybody in there.
Anybody involved? First, we gotta ask.
Well, yes,
it's saying, no. Nobody
okay.
else is involved.
And he tells me that, and he said, "You don't believe me." But I've been, because I've been hurt. He's been in a previous marriage, you know, he's been divorced. But when you've been hurt, your heart is kind of. It's there, but you're afraid to open it.
Right.
Because you don't want to be hurt again. But he
right.
tells me he wants to be with me. You know, he wants to marry me. He wants to have a family with me. And I kind of like, yeah, right, stop playing. You know, like, are you really telling the truth? Or are you just, you know, fibbing?
Right. For you, it's going to have to be the trust issue you're going to have to get over.
Okay.
For him, it's going to be the thing of you need to prove to him that you do trust him. You do trust him. But, again, it's a trust issue that holds you back, too.
Okay.
And that might be putting a blockage on y'all, too, also.
Okay.
Because it does develop into a negative vibration.
And then how do I, Bonica, cleanse that negative vibration?
You're going to have to give it to the universe and say, let it go. You're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to let all issues that you had before you let go.
Okay.
That's the only way.
Okay.
That will leave. You gotta let it go.
Okay.
I just planned it for you.
Yeah.
So when I back off from him, should I not, like, communicate with him, text him, call him? How do I get to that level?
If he calls you, talk to him, you know. But don't be the aggressor. Let him be the one. Because that way he'll see, okay, she's backed off again. I'm gonna say she's backed off. Why? She's gonna have to think about what's going on, because right now all he's thinking about is his job.
Okay.
But again, he has to. He's gonna have to decide on that job. That's another thing. The anger that he's building up, the hatred towards the job that he's building up, that's all negative vibrations also.
Okay.
And that puts like a wall between y'all also.
Okay.
Let him air it out, but also tell him he's got to decide.
Okay.
I'm sure he knows, but also you have to reiterate it.
Okay. Do you think that he may take the other job, the second job that he's at now?
If they treat him better,
mm-hmm.
If it's more money for him and they treat him better, he's better off there than
where he is now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as shown in the chart. He will take it.
It will, okay. He will.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if it's more money and they treat them a lot better than they do at this other one, yes.
Okay.
Because it'll be less stress for him.
Yeah, and hopefully
it'll be a lot.
Yeah, because it's wearing him out. He's already had 2 hernia surgeries within the last couple of years. So this job is more of, you know, on a truck, off a truck, on a truck, off a truck, whereas the other one, he's more mobile and not, you know,
right,
up and down all night long.
Right. Yeah, he's got to think about himself also, you know. It's not so much that, you know, they want to, nowadays companies don't really care about their employees. I hate to say it, but it's true.
No, they don't. I know. I'm in the corporate world, and I'm getting stressed out, and I'm like, I'm getting too old for this. I've did it for 16 years. I can't continue to do this. Make them happy, but they're not making the employees happy.
Exactly. And now, it's for a lot of people now are beginning to realize, you know, they're at dead-end jobs, they're unhappy, and a lot of people are chasing their jobs.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a change. I said, I won't be 41 in a call center. No, it's not worth it. No, ma'am, I've did it too long.
Yeah?
Too long. Okay. Well, I will take heed of what has been provided to me tonight. I just needed a little bit of that reassurance.
Right.
And
well, that's understandable. Yeah, that's understandable. He's got a good woman to back him up, so that's understandable.
Yeah, and he knows. It's just, I guess, because he said, I feel like I'm a mother figure, but I guess it's the mother in me. Even though I don't have kids, that's just the mother in me.
Right.
All right. Well, I guess you answered all my questions for this evening.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you, Monica.
Now, I'm still getting that he needs. You need to check chart and see if he is on his vibrational level. You know, where is he at?
Okay. Yeah, he's at 50%.
So everything, yeah, then would this be more of a mental?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more mental.
Oh, okay. So he's holding on some things from the past then.
Yeah, he has to change his way of thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
New programming.
And what he's holding on to is things that, you know, other jobs that he's had in the past and how he was treated. I mean, this could go all the way back, you know, even when he was, you know, in school, you know, in high school or junior high.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
You know, we... You know, once we become adults, you know, we tend to, you know, there's certain things we'll put up with, and then there's certain things we will not put up with.
Well, yeah, that is very true.
Yeah.
that's, I'm one of them.
You know, and that's where he's at, you know, with these jobs, you know.
Okay.
Main thing is he's got to remember why he's doing this. And who he's, you know, what does he want from us, you know, is it to help, you know, get this, you know, the money, you know, so that you and him can have, you know, your plans, whatever that is for the future, whether it be marriage or living together or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You know, this is, you know, I've always told my son, Aiden, that everything, if we look at it in this way, and this is something you might tell him,
mm-hmm.
that everything, even the situations that, yeah, if he looks at it as temporary,
Okay.
Then he could deal with that a little bit easier. If he keeps telling himself, this is just temporary. This is just temporary.
Okay.
Then that would help him, you know, with the stress level that he's going through.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe he thinks it's, long term and it's not.
Yeah. He thinks it's never going to end.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see it in that way, but...
You know, and tell him, you know, that your plans, you know, once you and him are talking, you know, your plans is that you want him to be, you know, in the kind of job that he enjoys doing and the kind of career or whatever he's looking at, you know, to help him focus on his talent, you know, focus on his skills, you know, focus on, you know, whatever is going to help him. The main thing is to be more supportive, you know, in what he's going through.
Right.
A lot of people don't hear that, you know, as much, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that everybody wants a pat on the back once in a while, that they're doing a great job, that you're thankful for what he's doing for you, and everything, you know, you'll find that, you know, that would help a lot.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, thank you.
You're
Words
welcome.
Of encouragement.
Yeah. And that's all it is working as a team.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome. And again, we hope that we were able to help you, you know, with the messages that we were able to give you.
Yes, it helps a lot.
We wish you the best. And we appreciate you being one of our longtime callers and listeners also. Okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Because we wouldn't be here if you weren't there.
No, and I'll always be here. Trust me.
Okay.
All right, but thank you.
Okay, and thank you. And, Adrian, let's go ahead with the next caller now.
All right. Looks like that's all the callers right now.
Okay. And, again, you know, we want to thank all our listeners out there, you know, for giving us the support and you know, and calling us and sharing, you know, whatever stories that, you know, you might have for us so that we can, you know, use our tools and our guides to help, you know, all the longtime callers and listeners out there. And this is what we love doing, and we, you know, want to share that with everyone. Adrian, is there any more messages?
Yeah, I just wanted to make people aware of what's going on around them and just realize that we're in a time right now where there is a high demand of stress and lower vibrations, and try to keep your minds occupied and with what you love to do and raise your vibration of things that bring you joy and happiness, and listen to positive things that help you to change your way of thinking. And that's the best thing to do, just changing your mindset and your programming, and like Monica says, you know, not to create any obstacles for yourself or create firewalls and things like that, and it kind of gives us light workers a lot easier job to help you and to set you on the right path. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Is there anything you want to share, Monica?
Oh, you just exactly said about just everything I needed to say. We need to keep our vibration up, definitely. That is the one thing, main thing, for everyone in the world. on the earth. That is the one.
You know,
thing
I just wanted to share something also, Monica. You know, each one of us are going through different things, you know, in our lives, you know, and that goes for all of us, you know, along with all the listeners out there. The main thing is, isn't it nice to have, you know, support from others, you know, that can share, you know, whatever, you know, they know would help, you know, so that we could get past, you know, whatever we're experiencing.
Right.
The main thing is all of us have different abilities. All of us have different strengths, different talents, you know, different ideas. You know,
right.
And that's the whole idea is for all of us, you know, to come together. I mean, we are the 99%, and we can, you know, grow strong together. The main thing is we just have to open up, you know, to all the possibilities and just share, you know, send that unconditional love, you know, to each other.
Exactly.
And I just wanted to share that.
Exactly.
Adrian, is there any more?
That's all the callers tonight, it looks like.
Okay, we'll just go ahead. Go ahead and end the show then for tonight.
Yeah, looks like that's all the callers.
Okay. Again, Monica, we appreciate you calling in, and we send a lot of unconditional love to you, you know, for being a longtime listener and caller and a good friend.
Thank you, and to you too, both of you.
You're welcome. And we send you the best.
Yeah.
And you have a good night.
You too, Adrian.
Okay.
Have a wonderful night, Monica.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.